One of our bills keeps the tipped wage to 38% of the minimum wage of what it is now, so saves workers' tips, prevents a surge in restaurant prices, which, of course, will hurt customers and business. Servers rely on these tips. They call me. I have met with them. This is their livelihood. They use that money to pay their bills and raise their families. It's very important we deal with that. And then the second bill offers clear guidelines to make it easier for businesses to understand what the Supreme Court did. And it lets businesses keep the flexibility for what they want to do with paid sick leave and the vacation time. The one-size-fits-all is not going to work. That mandate allows it will allow you not coming to work with no call, no advance notice for 3 days. That's absolutely ridiculous, and that would devastate our businesses. But we are bound and determined to get this done before February 21st, before this goes into effect.